In January, the story that captured the most attention on our social media pages was the Iowa Supreme Court's decision to suspend the license of a Glidden lawyer. The order against Patrick William Hall was issued following an investigation into his handling of a client's estate. An investigation showed Hall acted negligently while administering to the estate of Ruth Schreck, who died in February of 2013. At a hearing in March of 2015, it was discovered that Hall had obtained an order to collect over $30,000 in fees, which the co-executors and beneficiaries responded to with a formal complaint. The Iowa Supreme Court Attorney Disciplinary Board deemed the estate a simple one, as Schreck completed a last will and testament prior to her death and determined Hall had filed the necessary paperwork well after deadlines. Hall claimed an automobile accident in 2013 impacted his work, but the board still found he had failed to administer the estate in a timely fashion and did not comply with reasonable requests from his clients. In order for Hall's license to be reinstated, the board must withdraw their certificate. The court must enter an order to reinstate, and Hall will have to pay reinstatement fees. The top story for our Facebook followers in February was the dismissal of an officer with the Carroll Police Department for violations of a last chance agreement. Sandy March had been with the department for more than 18 years when she was removed from the force. On January 10th, Chief of Police Brad Burke issued a letter of reprimand to March for her failure to contact property owners about snow removal from sidewalks. That issue was a violation of an agreement reached between her and the department in February of 2017, which indicated there would be no further policy violations. Burke indicated the snow removal issue clearly violated the agreement, and she was subsequently terminated. March appealed the firing to the Civil Service Commission, but her appeal was denied. The top story from Facebook in March was the filing of a lawsuit against a Carroll Mexican restaurant that sought damages stemming from a motor vehicle accident in May of 2017. The petition, filed by Corey J. Walsh of Glidden, was submitted to the District Court for Carroll County on March 1st of this year. Walsh was injured in a two-vehicle accident south of Carroll on Highway 71 that killed the other vehicle's driver, Linda Smith of Coon Rapids. Court records indicate Smith had been drinking at Rancho Grande prior to the collision, and that was ultimately the cause of Walsh's injuries. Under Iowa's Dram Shop Act, a business that serves alcohol is liable for injuries caused by people they serve to the point of intoxication. The lawsuit was settled out of court in September. Our Facebook top story from April was a shooting that occurred in Breda early in the morning hours of April 12th. At approximately 3:20 a.m., 48-year-old Robert John Morris of Carroll shot two men, 35-year-old Andrew Wimpy and 39-year-old Jacob Helkin, both of Breda, in the lower extremities. The men were transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services for treatment of their injuries. Morris is charged with two counts of willful injury, two counts of reckless use of a firearm and intimidation with a dangerous weapon, all Class C felonies, and two counts of going armed with intent, Class D felonies. A plea hearing for Morris is scheduled for January 7th. May's top Facebook story stems from the secrecy behind a closed session of the Carroll City Council. On Monday, May 22nd, the chambers were filled with supporters of Police Chief Brad Burke. In a statement, he said that he was told the meeting was to discuss the depositions from the Jacob Smith vs. Daily Times Herald lawsuit and signed a closed session approval. Burke later learned that the meeting was being held under false pretenses and was actually an evaluation of his professional competency. He withdrew his request and asked the meeting be held in open session. Council members reportedly knew the subject matter of the meeting but were not briefed on the issue prior. Former Councilman Brandon Vanami came to the meeting in support of Burke, saying the way things were being handled did not seem right to him. Former Police Chief Jeff Kaler told the council that this was unheard of during his time in the department and said he was embarrassed of the way it was being handled. A motion was made, seconded, and approved to cancel the meeting with no further comment from the council members. The report that piqued readers' interest as we closed out the first half of 2018 was the autopsy for a deceased Carroll woman. At approximately 12:30 p.m. on June 25th, Carroll law enforcement and medical personnel were called to a residence at the corner of 9th and Carroll Streets. Upon arrival, they located an unresponsive 24-year-old female. The body was transported to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny, where it was determined the cause of death was a pre-existing medical condition. That closes out our list of top stories from the first half of 2018, pulled from our Carroll Broadcasting social media pages. We have many more end-of-the-year stories on the schedule for you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.